Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the podcast, One A Day, where we talk about some aspect of a chapter of Scripture each day. May 13th, Romans 15. Let's get to it. Paul was not quite done with his conversation about accepting one another, in spite of different convictions about non-essentials. So far, he has told us not to judge one another in our cultural standards. Do not judge, do not quarrel, do not treat with contempt, and accept one another. Those are strong words to guide our relationships and affirm our differences. But he has one more angle on this matter before he leaves the topic. You see, it's not just about Christians learning to be polite over differing opinions. It goes a little deeper. Paul writes this, "We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak, not to please ourselves." Paul referenced the concept of someone's faith being stronger or weaker in the previous chapter, but he didn't spend much time explaining what he means for each person to be strong or weak in faith. So let's start there. The context of this conversation is God providing a righteousness that is not of the law. Remember how in the book of Acts, the matter of the Gentiles had come up multiple times in the early days of the church, and the first sticking point had been circumcision. It just seemed like an unfair shortcut to let Gentiles into the kingdom without first going through the door of becoming Jewish. I mean, the Jews had been the chosen people for all those generations, called out to separate themselves from the rest of the world and to be holy unto the Lord. Well, eventually God made his plans clear, and Gentiles were allowed in with a free pass except to abstain from food polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from the meat of strangled animals, and from blood, because Moses was known in every city, they said. So let's say that some years later, in a distant city, some new Gentile believer was going through the markets looking to buy enough food meat to feed himself and some traveling stranger who was staying with him. He sees some meat that is on sale. It turns out this was meat from an animal that had been sacrificed to an idol. The believer buys the meat, thanks God, feeds his guest, doesn't think much about it. That's when some Jewish believers in that same church maybe hear about this and offended that this Gentile would be so cavalier about God's standards, and Jewish believers brings it before the church elders. At this moment in church history, who would have the stronger faith? The one who believed that Gentiles could enter the kingdom while still eating meat that was on sale because it had been sacrificed to an idol? That's right. The weaker faith says, I have to contribute my part to meet the Lord as he is coming to save me. It takes a stronger faith to trust that God accepts me into the kingdom without doing some good works on my own along the way. Now, keep in mind, however, that the strength of a person's faith is not the same as the spiritual disciplines of that person's life. So a person, as they mature in Christ, they may come to a higher standard of giving, of serving, or prayer. They may dedicate another aspect of their daily lives to the Lordship of Christ and lay aside some of the things that were getting in their way. Now we are using the strong and weak terms, but applying them to disciplines, not to strength of a person's faith itself. Is that confusing enough? The point is that we are called to live at peace with one another. Nothing short of that will do. How's that? As Paul goes on to say, each of us should please our neighbors for their good, to build them up. Accept one another, just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. Well, at this point, in a sense, it doesn't matter how we define terms. What matters is that we respect and affirm one another for whatever choices they're making in response to the Holy Spirit in their heart. Each person must stand alone before the judgment seat of God and answer for their deeds done while in the body. At that moment, the question will dissolve before those penetrating eyes, and there will be only one answer that counts. Amen.